There's been a spate of bad news for Republicans. More U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq. The Bob Woodward book critical of how the White House is handling the war. And now the scandal over Congressman Mark Foley's improper emails and text messages to young male pages. But these woes and polls suggesting that most Americans prefer a Democratic-led Congress do not necessarily give Democrats the 15 seats they need to control the U.S. House. One reason is the way most House districts are drawn, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Of the 435 races for U.S. House seats this year, congressional analysts say that fewer than one in 10 is really competitive. That's because of the way Republicans dominated the redrawing of district lines after the 2000 census. A good example is Michigan's 8th congressional district. It covers a wide swath of the state's lower peninsula, including the state capital, Lansing, nearby Michigan State University, some far-flung Detroit suburbs, and huge chunks of farmland. Over the past decade, it's been represented by a Republican, and then a Democrat, and today by Republican incumbent Mike Rogers, who was first elected in 2000, winning by just 111 votes, the smallest margin in the country. But after the lines were redrawn, Rogers' share of the vote soared to 68%. Today, he doesn't like to talk about his seat as being safe.
Anytime you win by a slim margin, anytime in your political career, you don't take any other race for granted after that. So we don't take anything for granted.
Rogers is a former FBI agent. His challenger is Democrat Jim Marcinkowski, a veteran of the CIA. Marcinkowski is also a one-time Republican who says the party has abandoned the middle class. He hopes to tap into discontent with the president and the GOP-controlled Congress, but readily admits he's the underdog.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, again, Mike Rogers has raised more money for the Republican Party than any other single congressman, I think, and he has more money than God.
Rogers does have a big monetary advantage in the race, but he's got something else as well, a fortress built by redistricting. Bill Ballinger is the publisher of the newsletter Inside Michigan Politics.
It would take a tsunami on behalf of the Democratic Party of mammoth proportions, and even then, I don't think it would make any difference. Rogers is too strong in this district. The Republican base is too strong.
Ballinger says it's that basic strength that allows Rogers to quickly offer his support for House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who is under fire in the scandal involving Republican Congressman Mark Foley and congressional pages. Here's Rogers this week.
You know, when you're talking about somebody who's a character of the Speaker of the House who has been unquestioned in the past, you at least have to give him the fairness of an investigation to determine that.
Marcinkowski says the Foley scandal simply demonstrates how Republicans claiming to have a monopoly on values were asking to have that image shattered. He says he'd rather talk about Michigan's economy and how Rogers, a reliable vote in support of the president's policies, has supported free trade agreements that have been bad for Michigan workers. With the election just over 4 weeks away, Michigan's 8th is not on any list of the vulnerable Republican seats. Bob Benenson, politics editor at Congressional Quarterly, says it's a perfect example of how hard it is to call the House and why it's not even certain the Democrats will capture the 15 seats they need.
That is one of the pillars of the Republican structural advantage in this election, and it is indeed restraining the size of the gain that the Democrats can make.
On the other hand, Benenson says it's too soon to say for certain that a well-protected incumbent like Rogers will win. Events could occur in Iraq or at home to tilt the political landscape so far that the best-laid plans and district maps aren't enough. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.